Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? ESP Ringside, Royal Rumble 2024. Tried to get the ZSU, but I don't know where he's at. But Brother Taylor is in the house. What's up, brother?
Yo, 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 what's up?
All right, man. We have this is the third match of the night. We already had the Women's Royal Rumble, and Bayley pulled it out in the end. I thought it was a good Rumble. What'd you think of it?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Definitely was shocked with Bayley winning.
The next match was a Fatal 4-Way with Roman Reigns, LA Knight. Yeah. Phenomenal AJ Styles and the Viper, Randy Orton. It started a little slow, but then once it got going, I thought it was pretty good match. Of course, Roman Reigns is still
champion,
like over 1,000 days or something like that. And of course, Solo had to come.
Yeah,
Solo. But we're gonna give you guys a little commentary on this match that's going. This is the third match. This is Kevin Owens and Logan Paul. You don't like him?
I can't stand him.
See, I didn't know who he was when he first started showing up at the WWE. I didn't know who he was. My son had to tell me about him and his brother.
I'm
like, okay.
I'm pretty sure him and his brother started off on Disney Channel.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So, but they've been boxing and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Logan Paul has his podcast and his Prime energy drink and water, which is pretty good. I haven't had the water one. I just had the energy drink. I liked it. If you guys have been listening to the Wrestling Returns, Brian and I will be back with a full breakdown of the whole premium event, pay-per-view, whatever you call them now. But I've liked Logan Paul since he started his wrestling thing. He has proved to me that he can at least do it, and he takes it seriously. There's been a lot of superstars, but a lot of personalities, some kind of celebrity, steps into the ring and just makes themselves look stupid. But lately, the past few years, I think Logan Paul, Bad Bunny have been doing pretty good. If you guys have been listening to it, you know how much I'm on their nuts. But what do you think of Bad Bunny?
I don't think a rapper singer should be in the ring.
He at least puts in the work. He's not just there doing nothing.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'll admit him and Logan Paul have earned my respect, but I just don't think they should be wrestlers.
I don't listen to Bad Bunny's music, so I have no idea, but I didn't know who he was. When he came in, one of my buddies had to tell me. I was like, who the hell's this guy? Well, that's Bad Bunny. He's got whatever, whatever. I was like, I don't know what that is. I like him. He was badass with Bullet Train the 2 minutes he was in it. But, all right. The match is going. Logan Paul and Kevin Owens are outside of the ring slapping each other up. But before there is a winner, who are you picking out of this match?
I have a feeling Logan Paul is going to win. I mean, I want Kevin Owens to win because I love Kevin Owens. I've always loved him, even when he was a heel.
I've loved him since the indies. He's always been cool. I like the bigger wrestlers that do take the hard bumps and do the flips and everything. Kevin Owens is a little heavy guy, and he does do that. He's had his moments. I still go, as far as his WWE career, his best match was him and Sami Zayn when they're in NXT, when he basically almost killed Sami Zayn. See, all right. Big crossbody off the top from Logan Paul. See, he at least does it. He's not there looking stupid. That's why I can give it to him. I don't know as far as his shenanigans that he did before wrestling. I don't know any of that, but my sons are like, I hate that guy. So I don't know him. I know him as the wrestling guy. Oh,
He's a big trash talker. him and his brother both.
I seen him trash talking the Island Boys. I was hoping he was going to beat him up because I hate those two little punks. But see, look, man. Kevin Owens, man, he can make anyone look good. He does. He's so good in the ring. I think it's just awesome that what he does. I still like during the pandemic, the pandemic WrestleMania when he dove off the sign. That's weird that we went through all that and wrestling did not skip a beat. It kept going. All the other sports stopped. Yes, this is sports entertainment, but it kept going, which I thought was awesome. So I respect, not Vince. He's going through some stuff now with these allegations. So I don't know what's going on there, but I think he's trying to distance himself now from his WWE as well as his other. Is it MMA? Is that what he does? You know?
I can't even think of it right now.
Yeah, he does something, but I think he kind of stepped down from all of that. But
he did boxing.
All right. Keep your hands to yourself. See, look.
He's going after Owens' hand, broken hand.
It's not broken. I got a bunch of wrestling shirts, but I've always wanted a Kevin Owens one. I've always liked his with the little duct tape KO on the front.
Yeah.
I like this one. This one's blue. Oh, see, that's what I don't like about Logan Paul, how he steals everybody's moves.
What the fuck?
Where's his prime drink? I don't know who that one guy was that he jumped on. Was it WrestleMania last year? Oh, when he dove off the top and he was taking on Seth Rollins. I think, it was last year's WrestleMania, or this year, whatever, WrestleMania. Last year's WrestleMania. When he dove off the top and he was going to land on Seth Rollins, but then Seth Rollins pulled whoever that guy was in that prime energy bottle drink. My son had to tell me who he was. I didn't know who he was.
KSI?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, him and Logan Paul had a few boxing matches.
Oh, he's a boxer?
Yeah, he's a boxer, not MMA.
Okay. I've seen a little bit of, was it Jake Paul, the other guy, his brother?
Yeah, his brother.
He'd knock me out, but I like what he's out there fighting. Yeah, he's fighting all these has-beens and everything, but it's all right. I always loved the way Kevin Owens dresses.
Going for a cannonball.
Yeah, suck it.
For a second one.
Have you ever did a flip on any of these rings? These wrestling rings?
No.
We went to, this is one of my younger years. We were at some little wrestling thing on the res. And I grew up watching wrestling. And I saw that it was just like, not 2x4s or whatever the next size is, basically just wood under there. That's what gives it the flex. When you're watching it on TV, I mean, these guys look like they bounces, and it does. But man, it hurts because I flipped and landed on my back on one and just laid there. It's like knocked the wind out of myself. But that's why I give it to these guys. I couldn't do this. Kevin Owens going up top. Oh, what? Hold on, everyone. This is on for another 2 hours. He wants to see the line. Oh, Kevin Owens, no one home. Logan Paul.
This is on for a long time, Daniel.
Eric, how long has this guy been doing his whatever?
He's been famous since he was like 12, 13.
Oh, well, see, I didn't know that. Did you?
Vine with his brother a long time ago.
I don't know. See, I've only known him for wrestling. Oh! When's Pat McAfee going to jump in the ring?
Right.
I want him to beat up Corey. I hate him. All right, Logan Paul up top. Oh! Splash. Did he catch the knee? No, I missed. I know Kevin Owens is from Canada. Is Logan Paul American or
Canadian? Yeah, oh, yeah. I think he's American.
Right from Ohio.
Okay. You got a bloody nose? Looks like it. Logan Paul. Because Logan Paul is the United States champion. And hopefully KO can take it from them. But I kind of have a feeling he's still going to stay champ. Uh-oh. Top rope. Oh, dude. You might be ahead of me by seconds.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Oh. One, two. Ah.
I play a game.
What?
I want to play a game.
You guys are killing me. Sorry, everyone. These little kids. Here.
Is Owen supposed to be the heel in this match?
I don't know. It's hard to tell now. I mean,
a lot of people telling the crowd to suck it.
That's, well, I guess.
Oh, going for a stunner.
Oh. Oh. Kick the broken hand of Kevin Owens.
Quote unquote broken.
You in shape like Logan Paul?
Oh!
You're killing me. Oh! Yeah, you're seconds ahead of me. Oh! Over the top. Ah!
Daniel, turn that down. That was a bitch
slap. Wow! That's it. I like every time Owens goes down. He looks like he's laying there dead. Daniel, turn that down.
Looks like Logan Paul's nose might be bleeding.
Yeah, I don't know. It's either bleeding or he got socked in the lip or something. What I'm trying to get the hank in the brass knuckles. Who's this fool? Who? I don't know who this guy is that jumped into the. Not into the ring. He's jumped over the barrier. Now, I assume this is security. That's okay, more security is coming. Kevin Owens is in the back of the ring, laying there still. He's trying to get up. More security. Just grab him and carry him out.
Is this one of Logan Paul's boys?
I assume. Whoa. If it was a regular audience member. Oh, they would have... They would have tackled him already.
Oh.
Austin Theory. He's dumb. I hate him. Austin. Do you like him? I hate him.
Really? Really?
Dumb Austin Theory handed Logan Paul the brass knuckles. Oh, the match. You don't need the cheat. One, two, ah. Whoa, there you go. Whoa. Swung at Kevin Owens with the brass knuckles, and Kevin Owens took it from him. Now he's going to sock him. Dude, two. Oh. All right, one,
are
two,
you...
three. Oh, no. The
ref. Wow.
The ref saw Kevin Owens. Oh my God.
Give him a stunner. Please give him a stunner.
Yeah. Kevin Owens got disqualified. Oh. Why did he put him on? Or he should have took him off after he knocked him out. Well, knocked him down. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, here he goes. KO. Bink.
Put him through the table. Put him through the table.
Oh, into the stairs. Uh-oh. Clearing the table off. Slam Corey into the table. I hate him. Clearing off the table. Picking up Logan Paul. Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Oh, powerbomb. Ooh, on the corner, too. Uh-oh. Is he going up top and jumping on him?
No.
Kevin Owens. Powerbombed him. Into the, ooh, uh-oh, shoulders bleeding. Logan Paul. What's he getting? Uh-oh, Logan Paul's getting a fucking cigarette.
Tissue. No, tissues.
Cigarette. Logan Paul's laying there. Then he's got a little pack of tissues. Is he crying or?
Probably.
He wiped his nose real quick. It looks like he spit out some blood under the table. Oh, Kevin Owens. What did he take?
A cough drop.
Oh, there. What, yeah, why is there cough drops everywhere? All right, everyone. That was a weird match. It's over. They all can't be exciting, but I don't care. I love both of them. Kevin Owens is awesome. Logan Paul, yeah, he is who he is. I'm glad that they're still sticking around with Slim Jim. They had a Slim Jim section earlier.
Yeah, I thought Slim Jim was done with them.
They have such a big audience. I mean, it would be kind of dumb to get out of me. When you think of Slim Jim, well, for me, for a lot of wrestling fans, the late and great Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
But are you a gamer?
Yeah.
What system do you have?
I have a PS5.
Haven't been looking good lately.
Is this the newest one? The new? Or yeah. I'm bringing up. Was it 2K24 WWE? Who the heck's that? Was that Cody Rhodes with the mask on?
Yeah, it was a undashing Cody Rhodes and Stardust.
I mean, do what you gotta do. I didn't like Stardust. I thought that was lame, but I'm glad he's back. Did his AEW run, which was cool, and then
oh my gosh.
I don't know what's next unless the men's elimination. Oh, that's right. Elimination Chambers in Australia.
I used to love the Elimination Chamber until they changed it.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, I always say this on the Wrestling Returns. I say the women go harder than the guys. I always like their Elimination Chamber matches. That one year when what's her name was beating the hell out of everyone, Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
That was a good one. So, but. Well, everyone, that is it for this little short episode of ESP Ringside. Taylor's gonna be back with us for the wrestling returns if he's still awake. Well, you're 3 hours ahead, right?
Yeah. So right now it's 10:30 right now.
Okay. Well, he's over in Indiana.
Yep.
Yep. And I'm over in. Well, it's not sunny. It was cold today. Well, I'm sure you guys are more cold than us.
I think it was like a high in the 40s today.
We were like in the low 50s. But I don't know, man. I've been in the winter over in Chicago 1 year and never again. That was the coldest I ever was. And that hurt on how cold it was.
So, yeah.
I'm good. It's cold here, but it ain't like that cold. So, but, well, before we get out of here, if you got to pick it, I don't even know who's in the men's Royal Rumble other than CM Punk. So, who would you say?
At this point, it's probably going to be Punk who's going to win. But I really hope Cody wins again.
I'm all for Punk. Don't get me wrong, everyone. But when he came out after Survivor Series, immediately everybody went, well, here's the winner for the Royal Rumble. If he wins, cool. I'll be happy. But if he at least makes it to the second guy to the end, I don't know. We'll see who it is. But,
I mean, in all honesty, I wouldn't mind seeing Gunther.
I can take him or leave him, but if he wins, I'll be okay with it, I guess. I don't know, everyone. I mean, again, I want Punk to win, but that would just be too self-serving. I don't know. So,
well, I hope he doesn't win, because if he wins, I riot.
Well, all right, everyone, that is it. Go over to the Wrestling Returns, basically the same network. Go over to Wrestling Returns to hear our thoughts on the whole thing. Brian and I will be back for our first Wrestling Returns episode of 2024. Hey, you're going to hurt yourself. See, I can't watch wrestling with my grandsons. They get too wild. Daniel's jumping off things. But, all right, everyone. Brother Taylor, thank you. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
All right.
Oh, damn, that was a movie I was going to tell you to watch. Oh, the Rundown. I remember you brought that up because I still haven't seen it when we brought that up.
With The Rock?
Yeah. I want to do a rewind. I think it's still streaming on Peacock. I don't know. I'll have to look.
It's on one of the streaming services because I've seen it.
Okay. Well, I still haven't seen it yet. I want to do that one so you and I can do the Rundown.
All right. Cool. Sounds good to me.
All right. Oh, wait. Really quick, everyone. Do you think The Rock's going to make an appearance in this Rumble? Because he wants to go after Roman Reigns, he said.
I honestly would be okay with that.
If he and wins just to go after
Roman,
because he did said he was going for the head of the table. So I don't know. Well, we'll see. If this is a big if, everyone. If The Rock comes out and him and CM Punk go at it, I'll be all right with it. But I was pissed off that one Royal Rumble when it was in Phoenix, I think it was like 10 years ago. when The Rock took the belt from CM Punk. I was so mad. Oh, I was hella mad. Thanks to The Shield, they're the ones that came in and messed it all up, made them restart the match. I was hella mad. Go back 10 years, Royal Rumble, everyone, if you guys remember that one. It was in Phoenix. But all right, everyone, that's going to be it. We got to get ready for the men's Royal Rumble match. I believe that is up next. And let's go over for the horror. The wrestling returns to listen to the break down everything. So, but yeah, everyone, just be safe out there. Come back next time and party on.